Week 6 Locker Room Chats here continuing on 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside head coach of the girls team for the Frankfort Wildcats, Doug Thompson. This Locker Room Chats brought to you by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Health Care System. Well, since the last time we talked, Coach, you played a Blue Valley Randolph team in the first round of the Twin Valley League Tournament. You lost 39-29, but Coach, again, tell me about that first matchup there in the Twin Valley League Tournament as you move over here to the Constellation side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the first game we played Blue Valley, we had quite a few turnovers, and, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job not turning the ball over. You know, it kept us in the game. We played a really good three quarters, and I think, you know, we kind of got 5 minutes left to go, and it was 29-30, and, you know, I really thought our last four or five possessions, I didn't feel like we executed our offense as well as we should have. And I got to give credit to Blue Valley as well. They made some stops when they needed to. And, you know, we just couldn't get over that hump to get the lead. And, you know, kind of had a couple turnovers there. And they kind of, you know, got up by seven. The game kind of got away. And, you know, we only scored 2 points in the fourth quarter. We're outscored 9-2 in the fourth quarter. And it just kind of hurt us there at the end.
I mean, you kind of look at it here. This is a pretty tough Blue Valley Randolph team. I mean, they just took down Hanover on Monday. And now they have a chance to go on and win the Twin Valley League tournament. So looking at this tournament as a whole, there's just kind of so many good teams. And even if you look at the consolation side, I mean, you play a good pair of teams as well here still at Onega and Washington County. So just talking about the Twin Valley League and tournament, the toughness this year, what has it kind of prepared for your team this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals, you know, when you see how many teams that we have ranked in the state in 2A and Division One and Division Two. Again, you know, I tell the girls all the time, you're going to get tested and you're going to get all these good teams to kind of see where you're at. And, you know, and if we can compete with them, you know, it's going to give us a really good shot come substate. And, you know, that's kind of what the TVL is. I mean, it's, you know, eight or nine teams. And, you know, I feel like if you don't win that first game, it kind of feels like you get in, you know, you don't get part of the tournament. So, you know, and kind of we have some consolation games with Onega and Washington County as well. But again, I thought our girls gave up a really good fight against Blue Valley and just came up a little short.
Will be a chance to at least finish out the Twin Valley League with a strong finish, a game on Thursday and Friday. Thursday matchup against Onega, the Friday matchup against Washington County. What are some keys here to just finish out strong with this Twin Valley League tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing when we go back and watch film, I think the girls played exactly the way that I wanted them to play. I still think we can transition and push the ball a little bit better, so there are some things to work on and, you know, still continue rebounding and taking care of the basketball and just being a little bit more disciplined with our offense and, you know, setting some screens, getting some people open and kind of going through there. So, again, you can look at these two games and just kind of continue to keep building.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always jumping up here and joining us for week number 6 of our Locker Room Chats, and good luck here finishing out the Twin Valley League Tournament.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That was head coach Doug Thompson with the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. Again, here coming up to finish out the tournament, Onega and Washington County Thursday and Friday.